This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Kate Newberg is joining us. She is the program manager for the Soybean Research Information Network. And Kate, first off, tell us what the Soybean Research Information Network is all about.
Well, it's a website that brings the production research findings to farmers directly. So you can get on this site and you can find out everything that you want to know about production research in one place.
And that's important for producers out there. And on the site itself, which is soybeanresearchinfo.com, if you're a Kansas producer, you can specifically look at the research projects going on right now that have been funded by the Soybean Commission.
That's right. Kansas has a lot of projects on there right now, as well as all the other states throughout the entire United States. You can see every state's projects directly.
And you've got on that homepage several research highlights of various projects going around the United States right now?
We do. Every month, we put on there about 8 to 12 different articles from different kinds of research done in different states. And it's available, you know, as a one-stop shop for all farmers to find out what's going on and how to solve some of these key problem areas that they're facing every day.
So if they go on there, as we mentioned, they can just have Kansas Soybean Commission come up and they'll have that listing. Actually, it goes back to as far as previous research projects that they had throughout the years.
So when you get onto the site, it's super easy. You get on there and you can select your state. In this case, it's Kansas. They would go on there and every project that's entered into our USB, that's United Soybean Board's national database, that's where we house all the information from every research project, the raw information from researchers. We pull that information into this site. So it goes back clear to 2010, I believe.
And it's probably pretty impressive right now just seeing what the states are doing and some of the things that are have been issues within the soybean industry, and probably looking at the future projects as well, or at least technology-wise and other things that they're doing too.
Yeah, that's been a big part of it, is it really helps farmers and state checkoff organizations see what kind of projects are being done out there so that we can avoid a lot of redundancy. It allows us to be transparent with how checkoff dollars are being used in states. And it's a great opportunity, like I said, for farmers to find this information just with a click of a mouse.
Kate, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That website again, soybeanresearchinfo.com. That's Kate Newberg, Program Manager for the Soybean Research Information Network, who has been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.